Yes.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for asking. And first and foremost, thank you for your service. It is greatly appreciated. I wanted to make sure
I told you that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Very welcome. My name is Nadine. Keith, I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking here with my representative, Patricia, and she does such an amazing job explaining the outline of the program. So just kind of wanted to go over with you what it is that we're offering and to see if this all kind of makes sense for you, okay? So, I know that you're covering the metropolitan areas from what I hear.
Yes.
So surrounding areas, okay. And I do understand that you want to set up, so are you wanting to set up your own website? Because we also assist with that.
Well, ma'am, this is my story, Nadine, okay? Okay,
uh-huh.
Now I've been kind of, I'm in the last 2 years, just like us and Patricia, I had to learn how to walk again, right? So I wasn't able to go do Dr. Drywall. But it just so happens I had a military experience happen to me in the 70s. So they actually take very good care of me, and thank God I had double bypass. I did not have $200,000 laying around anywhere in the earth. You know what I'm saying? And they paid for it. But anyway, so what I'm going to do now is, since I'm able to walk again, I still have a cane. You know, I still have a cane, but I can walk, but I have to keep that to ensure of my balance and that I don't fall.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
I do start up again, I'm not going to go above 10 feet. And I'm able to, because I'm an expert drywaller at all trades, but I don't have to go do new houses no more, Nadine, even though I can make a couple thousand a week or more doing that. All right. I don't have to do the houses. But what I do, since I do all trades, hang, finish, texture, rip out, tear out, frame in, put in, take care of the home, don't steal. Member of the Better Business Bureau for many years on Angie's List, top 25 contractors of the Home Advisor in this whole metropolitan area that we're speaking of right now. But I started Dr. Drywall in Columbus, Ohio.
I understand you want to be drywall medic.
Yes. Now, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Good. I got you running through an amp, but once in a while it messes up. I'm also a musician, ma'am, Nadine. But anyway, and I actually play for the VA since you was mentioning that. I got a gig for them September 20th. But I play for alcoholics like me. Okay. And I play for people that are in wheelchairs and everything. Cause I'm 65 now. I am considered very, very good, but I've given it to the Lord and I give it to the VA now. But anyway, but I forgot what I was going to say. But you know what? Now that I'm able to go back to work and they told me I'm able to, I gotta keep watching my balance, but I'm not going above 10 feet. And so what I do is I go into people's houses. If they have whatever kind of drywall damage, plaster damage, I don't care what kind of damage, whatever it has to do with drywall. Okay, I'm going to go in there, and when I'm done, then people are not going to have any problem. Of course, I'm not asking them to look first, but I do my own quality control. Okay,
yeah.
And I certainly don't turn anybody loose, Nadine, that will not duplicate Dr. Drywall, and I never have been able to, and that says a lot, don't it? And there's all kinds of people that say with their mouth that they're drywallers, and they are, and all the more for them. But I'm an expert drywaller, and I do all trades in it. And most people hang or finish or texture or sand, and I can walk and talk and eat it and smell it and make a lot of money at it. Okay, so where are we at now?
So I wanted to offer you our platinum package because this package would include both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we do things here, Keith, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. We won't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Okay. Now, I'm going to offer it to you at our veteran discount, because our veteran discount is our way of saying thank you to our vets. And what it does is it completely waives the setup fee, so you have no setup fee. It's going to bring down your cost to a flat monthly rate of $249 a month, month to month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this is going to include for you, Keith, so we're going to get you verified through Google, create your Google business profile. We're going to optimize it, so meaning we're going to keep it on that first page. So when they're searching for drywall, installs, repairs, texture, any of your services, they'll find your company immediately on that first page of Google. They'll call you directly. We'll also get you listed on Bing. We'll also submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps. We'll build you a business Facebook page, and we're going to do Facebook advertising. So now when someone does a search on Google for your services, and even if they didn't call you, but now they're on Facebook, you know, and they're looking at pictures or stories, well, they're going to see your ad appear. And this is also going to help you reach more new customers. But we make it unique, where you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, once they click on your ad, they would call you directly, and a lot of our clients have seen great results. In addition, I would like to also include a website for you that we will build, host, and maintain. We're going to attach the website where your business is listed. And then we also will cover the mobile platform, Keith. Now, what that means is if anyone's using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet to search for your services, they would still find you on that first page of Google. So I will say that with the package that I'm offering you today, it's going to cover all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program with no contracts.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? Nadine, I know you must be a sweetheart. Are you older than my youngest? My youngest are 35.
I'm 52. I'm a grandma.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, Nadine, when you get my age, 60, and you know, I'm not trying to take a hold of you, Nadine, but you know what? For 65, I'm slim, I'm tan. People say I look good. Yeah, and I'm a musician. But you know what? So even gals, you know, to me, 50 and 55, and guess what? I even have, you know, friends that are 39 girls, but you know, it doesn't mean that I just have friends, okay? And they're not all that. You know what I mean? But anyway, but you know what? I am so excited. Would you believe that I am? Because I was already, you know, I'm full of stuff because I'm full of things with the VA, and I also maintain my sobriety and stuff with the VA, and I'm also a peer support counselor. But
good for you.
Thank you.
And that's a blessing. You know, listen, I have a lot of veterans in my family. I come from a long, well, I have a lot of Army men in my family and Navy. But I can tell you, Keith, that I've seen a lot of my uncles that were, you know, unfortunately they've passed, but they were in Vietnam. A lot of them ended up with cancer later on in their years, and the VA, it's really, you know what I could tell you is this. I feel like our veterans are not taken care of like they should be. Let me just put it to you that way. So, I hold veterans, servicemen and women very dear to my heart, because we wouldn't have the freedom we have if it wasn't for the sacrifices that you and your families make, because your families also make those sacrifices, right? So again, I do want to thank you for your service. It's greatly appreciated. And that's why we offer this program, because it's still a way of us thanking our veterans, you know.
And it's gonna, you know what? You know, Nadine, I'm going to have to, I always have to watch my money. I just got my bathroom remodeled and stuff like that. And so, and I drive a 24G, you know, and things like that. But I hope that we have rapport now and in the future, and I hope whoever my person that's taking care of me, I hope it's you, but if it's other people, I hope to have rapport with you guys.
We have such a good team here.
Thank you. I pulled into,
you know, I was just thirsty for a Coke. I really don't even, I don't have enough Coke in my refrigerator. I drink Gatorade and I drink vegetable juice, things like that, because I love candy, but I don't, I just pass it by, because if I get it, I'll eat it all. Okay?
Yeah.
I just let that, that's how I really, so I mean, it's not that I don't love candy, and it's not that I wouldn't be fat, but I just have a little bit of discipline about that.
Do you feel, Keith, if you don't mind me asking, do you feel that this is a program that would benefit you, I mean, at this time, or is it more like in the future?
Well, the reason why I think so now, even though, Nadine, listen, okay, I'm a type of person, I did become a member of the Better Business and all this stuff because I'm not honest, okay? And the thing of trying to help my nephew out, he's in prison again. But
yeah.
I hadn't seen him since he was 3, and he stole all my drywall tools because I spent the last 2 years in the hospital, and you know what? For 2 or 3 months, I wasn't here at a time. You know, I showed up after 2 months, and I wondered why in the hell those people drug me out and left me for dead at the street. And then I realized they did that because even though I had a confrontation with them in my house, they never went back in, but they didn't want me to die either. They taped me all over my body and all this, but I get to ranting on. Okay, now, but what I'm going to do, Nadine, is since you called, I want to get probably started with this. I got something on my credit card, but come the first, whatever that is.
Okay.
The Social Security, they throw about almost $5,000 in my bank. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I know I'm going to have that money that we're talking about here. And I actually will make that kind of money really easy when you guys put me to work out there, because I consider paying that $249 as if I have an employer that's not my employer. It's me.
Yeah.
Keith Wade Smith.
So just to confirm, so what you're saying is this would have to be like after the first, correct?
Well, it just all depends. I got $249 today. I don't know. But where are we going to start? And what I'm going to do, Nadine, is I can afford to go get the tools that I need. Believe me, it's a few thousands of dollars worth of tools anyway. But I don't need to, I can get them as I go. Right.
Yeah, so let me tell you how it's going to work, Keith. So it's not going to happen overnight, okay? So it doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to get bombarded with a bunch of calls and jobs. Basically, how our timeline works is, like, if we sign you up today, I'm going to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview, because, you know, especially with the holiday being on Monday, the client interview you're looking at, well, I could probably get you an appointment today. For you, for your client interview, between 4 and 5 o'clock, that's the only appointment I have left. So if we do your client interview, within 5 to 7 days, you would be listed in the directory. 7 to 14 days, your website, as well as your Facebook ads are live. The first page placement on Google, that's going to take place within 45 to 60 days, because we have to get you verified, create your profile, and so forth. So what I always say is this, Keith. The first month, a lot of it is the programming. That's not to say that you won't get some calls. When you're going to feel the strength of this program is going to be in the second month. So I don't want you to be misled thinking, oh my gosh, I got to get all these tools because I'm going to start getting all these jobs. This is going to provide you a steady flow of quality clients, and you can be very selective on the ones that you do want to take, because you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. Okay?
And we're also going to narrow it down to where I don't got people calling me to do a high-rise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even if someone calls you for a high-rise, you just tell them, like, hey, I'm not available. Simple as that. We're not going to penalize you because you turned away a job. You know what I mean? So we'll be very targeted to your keywords, targeted to your areas. So again, this I'm sharing this with you because it's not going to happen overnight. Okay.
Nadine, can I share something back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nadine, I know that you believe in our military, and I believe you have enough sense to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
I do. I'm a believer. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I just so happened to accept the Lord when I was 17, but I got country songs that speak about my drink, and just listen to this. For many years, I was blind, so blind. Whiskey and women and honky tonk. Whiskey and women and honky tonks filled my mind. I thought I had everything I needed. But anyway, it's a whole song. But
wow.
But anyway, I'm getting back to what we're talking about. Yeah, you made my day because what I was doing, I'm sitting here going over the songs that I'm going to do on the 20th because I still got, even though I can sit and play all day and all night, I still got to know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm picking out 10, but I might only do 5 for these VA people up here. But I started doing that since 2007.
What a blessing.
Well, thank you, and it blesses me too. But Nadine, if you really knew me, you would flip totally over if you realize how good the Lord blessed me. And I hate to say that because it sounds like I'm bragging. But like I told the social workers I work with, like, what am I supposed to do? Lie and say
no,
I'm no good.
It's not bragging, it's being grateful. You know what I mean? And God blesses us in different ways. And you know what? And we should give glory and honor to what he has blessed us with. I'm a firm believer of that. You know what I mean? He wants to be acknowledged. Right? And good
so
for you.
So he's going to make me survive. In other words, Nadine, I'm just so thankful because, in other words, it's not like you're calling me up and I'm in dire straits, and I feel for people that are, and there's plenty of them, and we know that, okay, and veterans and everything. You know what I told my girlfriend? I said, you know what? I think I'm going to sneak on down south of the border, and I'm going to come back up. And she says, well, what? I said, you know, you get more benefits that way, you know?
I don't mean to laugh, but it's true. Yeah, it kind of seems like it, especially when you see everything going on. But, you know, by God's grace, that's all we got to worry about is what God's going to handle and take care of what needs to be taken care of. You know what I mean?
So I'm
going to
be okay, Nadine. Yes, I'm going to be okay. Don't worry about that. And I'm so thankful because, look, I have been in dire straits, okay? I'm sure we all have. But, you know, so I know what it's like. I really know what it's like. I know what it's like. I kind of got close to Skid Row, but I was lucky enough to sleep in my car. You know, that was many years ago, many years ago in the 80s and stuff. But I know what it's like for street life and crazy people because I'm one of them. But I'm gonna write down everything I need to, and we're gonna get started. You guys got somewhere with Google, my old website, okay?
You know what? I was looking, and I'm going to tell you, Keith, that website doesn't even exist anymore. Yeah, because I try to pull it up, and it doesn't exist. That's okay, because we're going to create you a new one. What's the best email for you? Yeah, what's the best email for you?
What's the best what? Email?
Email?
Well, okay, right now, I used to be Keith Dr. Drywall, but obviously it's not going to be. But right now, I got a couple of emails, but it's KEITHKS98@gmail.com, and I don't even know how I came up with that, but I'm gonna have another one. I'm gonna have another one with the drywall medic, and on our advertisement, I'm gonna have I am the former creator, and I have the receipts right here, Nadine. They're no further.
Well, I just need to The reason I'm asking for the email is because this is where we send your receipt and any correspondence from us, and I want to make sure that you get all your emails. So it's not like an email that we're going to post anywhere. So what I'm sending you, Keith, right now, you're going to be receiving two emails from me, Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and the first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. And what I'm including in that is that the price is $249 a month. It's a month-to-month program. Everything that we're including in that package, as well as the website being included too, okay? The second email... Yeah, now the second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And so that one is just going to give you an overview, Keith, of our reporting system, just so you have an idea of how the reports would look. You're going to be able to track your results with us and not just take our word for it, so you can see what keywords you're listed for or how many phone calls you received. And we want you to be able to track all of that, okay? So both emails went out right now. Now, on this phone number, Keith, that you and I are speaking on, the 913-538-8135, can you also get text messages on this phone number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I was coughing. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. Oh, no worries.
Okay. But,
okay.
Man, I'm so funny. I really am. Because you guys,
okay.
You know what? I think, Nadine, you know that the Lord knew me before that I was...
Before you were created in your mother's womb? Yes, I
and
do.
And not only that, Nadine, God is the only one that can take absolutely nothing. Okay, and make something. And here we're all arrogant and think we're something. We only took what he put here for us. What was that question again?
Can you get text messages on this phone number that we're speaking on?
Yeah, I haven't been checking as much as I should, but I need to get back with it.
I'm sending you a text message. Now, the text that I'm sending you is going to have our customer service phone number. So here, Keith, I'm the lead on the account, but you're going to have a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. Any time that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So actually, we're 2 hours behind you. So we're always here for you, okay, 9 to 6.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, that's good. And where are you located at?
We're in California. Sunny California.
What part? Yeah, Sunny. I live in San Diego.
We're in Orange County. We're in Orange County, California. Okay. Between Los Angeles and San Diego. Yeah.
I live there too. I've been to Black's Beach. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have.
I was going there with the other kids who were in school. I was a teenager, but I was a rascal. I'm sorry. But ma'am, you made my day because, My money's all budgeted, and I do have other money to pay that bill that we're talking about. But but still, I'm gonna go out and add money to, and I can because it's military. It's not disability from you know the other government, whatever. You know, I could go work, and they ain't gonna bother me.
Yeah,
you know.
That's good. Yeah,
that, Not only that, I'm already gonna be part of the G numbers for the VA come about another 6 months where I'm going to be a G rated. I make more money with my business, but I don't know what'll come. You know that. Whatever comes, I take it one day at a time. That's one of the songs I'm going to do. Go ahead again. I know I'm ranting on, but you just got
it's
me.
Okay.
You just got me excited.
It's okay. No worries. Now, the next thing, okay, so how do you want us to list the business on Google? You want it to read as Drywall Medic?
Yes, that was my last conclusion, and that sounds like pretty good, right? You know, Drywall Medic.
It's got a good ring
thank
to
you.
It.
And guess what? Can I tell you, when I registered Dr. Drywall, I didn't know if I could use doctor, so there was no other known name like it, and now they're all over the United States. It was my legal trade name. I got it right over there. But anyway, so the Drywall Medic is just as good, and plus I can refer to the fact that I'm the creator of the business, Dr. Drywall, right? That's going to bring more business.
Right. Now, let me ask you, what's your address? Your home address.
It's 973 South 75th Street, Kansas City, Kansas, 66111.
Okay.
And it's a nice trailer. I'm retired now, but you know what? I ain't gonna get no three bedroom.
Is there a lot or a trailer number?
Yeah, it's 258.
Okay. But, trailer 258 or lot 258?
It's lot 258.
Okay, got it. Okay. Now, this address isn't going to show anywhere on Google. It's just letting them know that you're a home-based business, okay? So you're not a storefront. So no one's going to come to you go to them.
No, but it did show up when I was Dr. Drywall. And I didn't ever made him do it, but if you put Dr. Drywall, it showed up where I lived. I've been there for 10 years.
It'll be hidden. No, we don't like your address to show on Google, so we definitely make sure it's hidden.
Oh, okay. That's good, because I'd rather not know I live in a trailer, even though it's the best one in this trailer court. But I'm retired now. I don't need that I don't need a $3,200 a month house, okay?
Yeah, I hear you. Now, Keith, what is your last name?
Smith.
Okay. And then, now, Keith, so for the payment for the $249, what card are you going to be putting on file? Is it like a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to eventually put it on my checking account. I've been with them since 98. But I want it on my routing number. But I'm going to put it on a Visa for now. But I'm pretty sure I probably still got some money. And believe it or not, I pay these cards off every month. And if I don't have it on this card, I got it on another card. But I have a Visa in my hand. I might not have it if the money's not in the bank yet. But I also got another card. But I'm going to put you on a routing number. You know what I mean?
We don't, so let me explain. So, and if we need to wait, we can wait, but we don't do like the check by phone. So it would have to be like a debit or like a credit card. So if you need to wait a few days, we can do that. I can call you back like on Tuesday. Does that work best?
Well, that sounds good, but just to clarify something, my Jeep payment is on automatic payment. My lot payment, so every bill I have except for my electric and gas is on automatic payment from Bank of America. You know, so that's what I like to have. That's what I like to have. But I can put you on a Visa if you don't accept routing numbers from a checking account.
You know, we used to do that before. I'll tell you, we used to do that a long time ago, and then they stopped doing it.
Wow. Okay. All right, well, I'll put them a Visa, and then I'll just make sure that it's there every month.
Okay. And then now, the card that you're using, Keith, does it have your name, the business name? Is it like a personal card?
Yeah, it's a personal card because I just came up with the name.
Oh, no. I know, right? Silly me. Okay. Does your card only read as Keith Smith, or is there like a middle initial?
Well, this one here reads Keith, K-E-I-T-H, and my middle initial is W, and then my last name is Smith.
Okay. Is the same billing address the same as your home?
Yes.
For that card? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Keith, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
This one here is a Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4400-6605-5824-2821.
When does it expire?
11/28.
And what's the CVV code on the back?
379.
I want to put a security question on your account with us, Keith. I do it to protect it. And you can choose between it being either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
You know what? For some reason, before you even ask, but Yo-Yo is my first dog, and
aww,
we love that dog.
How cute!
Yeah, but unfortunately, my dad called me a Yo-Yo, too.
Do you want me to put Yo-Yo as your security question,
yeah,
your first
yeah,
pet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds
I'll
good.
Yeah.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Keith, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification recording, and it's going to go over our billing. It's going to go over the amount, the date of the payment. It's going to also say, we're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? I call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay every month. I'm also going to state in there that if you need to cancel or pause your account, you can do that at any time, Keith. Just make sure you call 3 business days before our billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. And we part as friends.
Yes.
There's no cancellation fee, okay?
Yes.
Now, when
I want to get something clear real quick. I'm waiting to see. Now, look, generally I don't have to do it with this card because it's thousands of dollars, but I know about what's going on this month, so I want to make sure it clears before
okay.
we get all,
okay.
You know.
Do you want me to try to run it first?
Yes.
Okay. Let me do this then. Give me 1 second. Okay. Bear with me here.
Okay.
So do you songwrite? Do you write your songs too?
Well, yes, I like that one I started doing, I said it's 1983.
Uh-huh.
But I, because of really drinking and things like that, off and on, I was fortunate enough not to drink when I was raising my kids. They never knew me to drink till they was well into their teens. And like I said, they're my youngest are 35. But my
How
aunt never knew me to drink.
How many kids do you have?
Well, I raised 5, but my biological or identical twins, they're 35.
Oh,
but,
well,
yeah,
but kids, you know that, right? They're
It's a long history. You know, I was just thinking about her this morning. Matter of fact, I was thinking about, I was calling in Texas for my first love. I do that now and then because she's my age, but anyway, we split up. I got a song about her. That song starts off, there's a cloud that never leaves my private life, and it rains all over me from time to time. Whenever you, sweet love, cross my mind, I'm in for a flash flood of tears that I can't hide. And, of course, it's a whole song.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah,
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good, Keith. Oh, by the way, the payment went through, so you're good on that.
Good. Hey,
okay, let me start getting you through this process, okay? So I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification, but Keith, if there's something you don't understand, you just ask me, Nadine, what does that mean so I can explain it and then rephrase it, okay? So here's how it goes. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The Drywall Medic.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Keith Wade Smith.
And what's your title? Are you the owner, the CEO, the president?
I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Keith, to get results as quick as possible, it's very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, and it's spelled slash.
Splash, like a splash of water. S-P-L-A-S-H.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll get familiar with that.
Now, listen. Sometimes we're going to call you with an update on your account, and we know that you can't always answer the call, you know, right then and there. You're in the middle of something. So all we're going to ask from you is make sure you call us at least within 24 business hours. I also want you to do me a big favor. Whenever we call you, I want you to get into the habit, Keith, of always asking, what's my security question? Okay? The reason do this is because if you say, what's my security question, and someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah.
So what's your security question? Do you remember?
Yes, Yo-Yo.
Okay. Which is your first pet, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, in hiring local, so I just want to make sure that you agree to be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and our emails, correct? You agree to be responsive to Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually going to make it part of my business too, all right?
Good.
You know,
beautiful.
I mean, okay.
Good.
Alrighty.
Awesome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Well, you're talking about from other sources?
Yes, what I'm saying is we're not saying that you can't do other marketing, right? What I'm saying is this. If you do any other marketing before you do it, just give us a call to make sure, Keith, that we're not already providing you that service, because we don't want you to be spending more money if you don't need to. So just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll reference it and say, go for it, Keith. It's not included in what we're doing for you. It's not going to interfere. Okay? That's all we're asking. Just give us a heads up, in other words. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, but you probably know it's not going to be done.
I know, but still, I mean, I have to, you know,
yeah,
I still got to say.
Okay.
Okay, now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 30th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Keith, Your next payment will be charged on September 30th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, Keith, once your term, go ahead.
Nadine.
Yes, sir.
Nadine, is it possible to switch it to the first of every month? Because my money will be there.
Yes, I can actually ask my manager if she can go ahead and move your date to the first because of the fact that, you know, you're waiting for your money to get deposited. So I will have them move it then to the first. Does that work for you, the first of each month?
Yeah, that'll be good. I'll be aware of it. I still have to switch my money to the Visa, but they're both from the same bank. But that'll be good because I do everything around the first, and then there's a few stragglers in the middle, just so I know what money I have.
Yes. So I will confirm with my manager there shouldn't be a problem. So what I'll do is once, because she's on lunch right now, when she gets back, I'm going to talk to her about it. I'll explain to her the situation. I don't see there being a problem, but I do want to get that confirmed. Okay? For you. All right? That if we could push it out to the first.
All righty.
Okay. Now, also, so just going back until I get the confirmation from her, we're going to stick with it being the 30th, which it really shouldn't be a problem because you're only talking a few days. Okay. So one thing I do want to mention to you that once your term is completed, okay, as of right now, your billing date is going to be on the 30th of each month in the amount of $249. Until I get the confirmation from my manager to move it to the first for you, I will call you right away to let you know it's been moved to the first, okay? If that happens, then every first of the month is when you'll be charged $249, okay? I'm almost positive we'll be able to do it, but I just want to get her to fix that for me, okay? Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, I need you to make sure that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay?
Okay.
Now, Keith, you do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to do, Keith, I want to schedule your client interview today, okay? So let me just tell you, today I have an appointment, and I hope one of these times works for you. I'm going to give you your time, though, okay? It's in your time zone. I have an appointment today to do your client interview. I have an appointment today between 4 and 5. Is that going to work for you?
Yeah, that'll be good.
Beautiful. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your interview today with my technician is going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock. Now, Keith, we're going to call you from an 877 number, so I just need to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour, okay? Now, if for some reason, okay, we call you and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 more minutes? We will call you right back, okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment, all right? And then let me do this. I'm just going to put down a few notes. Now, are you going to want to target both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference, Keith?
My preference is residential all the way because I wanted you. I'm just small timing $200-$300 a day.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No worries. I'm good with all that. Of course. Now, let's say one day you want commercial. Let us know. We can target that too. For now, I'm only going to put residential though. Okay. And now, are we only doing just drywall installs and repairs? Do you want texture? What do you want me to put? What other services?
Well, we're going to put. I'd like to put, what I want to say, ma'am, is there's a lot of guys that out there that make a living repairing drywall, but they're not really an expert drywaller.
Right.
I'm an expert drywaller. I can do all of it. But, so I want them to understand that I'm the creative. Anyway, I'm going to be doing anything that has to do with drywall repairs, expert drywall repairs, all repairs guaranteed, you know.
Okay.
But so plain and simple, something like that, I guess.
Okay.
But they'll find out. And once they
but
read
no
about
drywall,
Dr. Drywall.
Yeah, no drywall installs, though, right? Just the repairs?
Total drywall, expert drywall repairs.
Okay. What about texture? Do you want that noted or no?
Total expert texture repairs.
Okay.
And I do all of it. I might want to texture seal it if they're going to pay me $800. You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, I do all of it. So I can pick and choose. But you can just go, I'll put also an expert texture match repair, however you want to do that better in English.
What about plaster? Do you want any jobs for plaster?
Plaster, you know, any
plaster
repair.
Okay. And they'll go over more with you in detail. I just kind of want to give them an idea that it's to do with drywall, texture, plaster. And then, let me see, today is the 30th. I can't believe this month is already almost over. Yes, sir.
And real quick, mostly small jobs. You know, I forgot what I was just thinking. Mostly, you know, well, you know, it's mostly small, small and medium drywall repairs.
Okay. Okay. And then, I know you're not licensed and insured as of yet, right? Do you ever plan on getting that in the future?
Well, this is what I think about that. You know, I haven't really thought about it, but I write that off on my taxes too. But the thing is that me not being out there doing new homes and commercial, what am I going to do? Get insurance for $500?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't warrant that. I was insured for millions and millions of dollars, but I never had to use it. And then I had a deductible that I never had to use that either, but you know, my deductible ain't gonna be much of a repair on a $200 job or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. And it's not a requirement. Out of habit. Now, real quick, do you have a Facebook page?
Well,
like
yes, I do, man, but I'm on there, but I'm really not real computer literate.
It's okay.
I'm going to tell you why.
That's okay. We're going to do all the work. We're going to ask very minimal from you. So the reason that I'm asking about the Facebook page, Keith, is because we're going to create you the Facebook page for the business. It's actually created through your personal page. So that way you have the ownership and access to it, okay? No one's going to see your personal page. It's just how it's created. So how are you listed on Facebook? Like, are you just under Keith Smith?
Yeah, I'm under Keith. I'm pretty sure I'm under Keith Wade Smith or Keith W. Smith.
Okay, I'll take a look here. And then now, are you okay with targeting 50 miles, or do you want to target less than that?
Well, it's easily 50 miles, okay, but I can also say no, right?
Yeah, of course. You can say, you know what, I only want you guys to put me within, you know, 20 or 30 miles, right? Even if we put you within a 50-mile radius, you don't have to take every call that you get. Like, doesn't mean you have to take every single one of those jobs. You could be super, super selective and say, you know what, yeah, I think I'm going to hold off, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you could just say, well, I'm booked out. We're not going to penalize you because you didn't take the job. Keith, I think I found your Facebook page. Were you from Oak Harbor, Washington?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. You went to Evergreen Valley College, right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I found your page. Oh, now I can match your voice with your face. Okay. You look like my age. You don't look like you're in your 60s. You take care of yourself. Good for you. What a blessing, man. I love talking about God and people who love the Lord. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. And now, Keith,
that's fantastic.
Do you have any pictures at all that you've taken back when you were Dr. Drywall? Do you have any of those pictures?
Well, the only problem is that in 2004, my truck got stolen with all the photo albums. I had pictures of me four staples high, every situation really that you could do, but my truck got stolen. It was in there, and I'm so sad for that. But you know what I am very proud of, Nadine? I got written references going back 30-something years from Dr. Drywall.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, once you start doing work, I'm going to suggest you start taking photos. In the meantime, we're going to use stock photos, and I'm going to have them also create you a business logo, okay? So we'll make you a business
logo. I'll look at the pictures, because sometimes they'll have pictures that they're not really totally familiar with drywall. I want them to, anybody that looks at anything, I want to approve it, okay?
Yeah, no, of course. Listen, I'm going to tell them use stock photos, and I'm going to say to confirm with you to give you a preview, okay? Stock photos, but we're going to make you a business logo, and they'll kind of give you some options on what to select from. I'm going to put you for 50 miles. What are your hours of operation? What do you want me to list you for?
I'm going to say my hours really is from 8, and since I'm small time, I'll barely answer the phone. I used to have answering services, from 8, I'll say from 8 to 5, and the thing is, Nadine, I really can actually work.
You can select. Listen, don't even worry about that. We'll put Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and you can be super selective. This is typically like when people would call you, okay?
Yeah.
And then, and I'm not going to put you for like Saturday and Sunday open. That's at your discretion, okay? So this way you're not like being overwhelmed. Okay, now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer, Keith, that we call you, text you, email, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer both.
Okay.
You know, like,
phone and text.
Because I actually get...
Okay.
Man, you know how it is. You get so many calls.
I know.
I get it.
Now, what are the kind of payments that you're going to be accepting? Are you going to do just cash and check? What do you want me to notate?
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and put cash and check, and eventually I'll go ahead and do the pieces, but I'm not set up for the...
Take your time on that. You know, if you do later on, you start taking Venmo or PayPal, any of those type of forms of payments, just let us know, and then we'll update it, okay? Now...
I'll probably do that, too. I do have a cash exchange app, and I do got a dollar app, but I've never... use them.
Cash and check for now. Let's make it simple, and then later on, if you want to set that up, then we'll set it up. Okay, we'll notate it. Two last things that I'm going to go over with you. Okay, now I know that you've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of text messages from me. However, there's two particular ones that I really want you to look at, and one is going to say action photos needed to get Google verified. Okay, now. Right. We sent you a list, and these are items that we need pictures of. Now, keep in mind, Keith, some of those items you're not even going to have, okay, because you're just starting out again. So, for one, we're going to ask you, send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. If you have just a few tools, just send us a picture of that. Not a big deal. Okay, you don't have to have all these tools and equipment. Send us a picture of what you do have. okay? Even if it's just one or a couple of tools, don't worry about that. Just send us a photo. You're going to send us a picture of your work truck, your work van, the vehicle that you'll be using with your license plate showing, okay? We ask you to send us a picture, like, of your business license or your business registration or your insurance. You don't have that, so don't worry about it. Now, let's say your tools, you're going to be storing them in a storage box or in your garage. Send us a picture of that where you'll store the tools. On that list, it'll have, like, even business cards if you hand them out. A lot of these items you don't have yet, just send us what you can, okay? Don't worry about what you don't have.
Well, you know what, I would really like them to see what really kind of serious tools it takes to go do what I do, and I don't have that right now because
they stole
my air sprayers, all that stupid shit. They were just going in and out.
I know, but listen, even if you have hammers, screwdrivers, or whatever, take a picture of that. Any tools that you might have that you would use. I know you don't have all the big tools and big equipment, but I'm sure you have some tools that you would use.
Yeah, I got some tools. Yeah, I do.
Perfect. So that's what you'll do. Now, the last one, and I don't know if you see it there, it'll say initial invoice. Do you see that by chance in your text messages?
I generally use generic things from Office Depot or whatever.
No, I'm saying I sent you a text with your receipt. It'll say invoice. Do you see it there?
Yeah, well, let me look, okay?
Take a look.
I'm looking right now.
It's looking right now.
Okay, I got to pull up my email.
No worries. Pull up your emails, and I'll tell you which one it is. If for some reason we get disconnected because we've been on the phone almost an hour, sometimes my phone clocks out on me. I did not hang up on you. I will call you right back. Okay? So I just like to kind of give you a warning, all right? We're almost done, hon.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, I'm on my emails.
Okay.
And okay.
What do you see?
And it says Nadine Medina.
Uh-huh.
An invitation from an unknown sender.
So, yeah, that's the one for your client interview. What's the next one you see after that? Or before
local
it?
Local splash. The one, local splash support.
That's the phone number to our customer service.
Okay, and then underneath that it says local splash support too.
Uh-huh.
And then underneath that it said local splash support too, and then that's all of those.
Okay, I'm going to resend this one to you then. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Bear with me. I've been feeling like, thank goodness I get to work from home. You know, my husband does dialysis, so it's a benefit for me because I can kind of keep an eye on him, you know. But I've been feeling like I'm going to get sick, and I'm like, not this weekend. You know what I mean? I'd like to do something fun. I mean, I'm probably not going to do anything, but, you know, still, I don't want to spend my weekend feeling sick, and I've been feeling like a little under the weather, and I'm like, what is going on? Okay, I just resent the email. Give it a second. It'll pop in. And what this email will say is, hello, Keith W. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, I might have to go to where it's got all the emails.
Yes,
you know,
go
because
to that.
I'm on the problem.
Go to the inbox. Click on your inbox and it'll probably refresh it.
Okay, now it says invitation from, you know, well, it says Nadine Medina, and that was at 157, so that was obviously some minutes
ago. That was way earlier, yeah. There should be one coming through any second. Give it a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I was just sitting there this morning reminiscing, you know, and I was just thinking because I called somebody in Texas. I was looking for my first love.
Aww.
And I know the guy. I didn't know him, but the guy who took her was his name was Virgil Thompson, and it's a long story. But like I said, I got a few songs about her. And I was sitting there thinking, that was so much fun when I was young and running around holding hands and you know what I mean.
Hey, what branch are you from? I want to notate it on this account. The Navy?
The Navy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm putting that in here. Note that he's a Navy veteran. Wow. Okay. My mom's brothers were in the Navy, two of her brothers.
Yeah, I've got a family
history. I actually have a cousin. So my cousin, and I got to look him up. He is, oh my gosh, he's a pretty high ranking Navy man. In fact, he has gone everywhere and he's still in the Navy. Let me see if I can look up what his